It's time for the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Every week, WEUL's Tim Alcorn and the Chronicle Telegram's Sean Bennett talk wrestling. It's brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agent, and by Century 21 Deanna Realty. We'll recap the high school wrestling coming up on WEOL.
Good Thursday evening, everybody. Matt Douglas with you today for our Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Recap Show, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. And, of course, joining alongside me tonight, the Chronicle Telegram's Sean Bennett, the master of wrestling in Lorain County, the knowledge of wrestling in Lorain County. Sean, I know it's been a busy week for you. You were covering sectionals last week. We're in tournament time. Every sport, it seems, in the winter season in tournament time, and this is particularly exciting for the wrestling fans out there. Doesn't get much better than this time of year, does it?
Yeah, it's kind of that elimination time where you see that drama, you know, in the semifinals of the sectional tournament where guys earn their spots into the district, or in the Consi semifinals where it's kind of do or die. You know, you either win that match and go on to the district tournament, or your season is over. And it only ramps up from here because all the drama of sectional is like on steroids here at district, because you know, those tickets to state are precious, and it's what those guys work all year for, and pretty much their whole lives for that trip to go down to Columbus and compete. So it's going to be pretty cool to kind of see what happens this weekend out there on the district mats.
Yeah, for sure. And of course, sectionals taking place last week, so we're going to touch on that coming up. Also, we're going to speak with Keystone head coach Chris Von Druska about what his Wildcats have accomplished here in the sectional draw as they move on as well into the districts, and we'll find out a little bit about what the Wildcats are planning as they continue through the tournament. Overall, though, on the year, I haven't had the opportunity to talk to you, Sean. Were there any surprises this year from any of the teams or any individuals that folks may not have seen coming?
Not really. I mean, obviously, the teams that I kind of expected, and it might be just because I kind of stay with it. It's like a year-round job now. Sure. You just can't start at the beginning of high school season. You have to watch off-season wrestling. You have to watch, you know, preseason events, things like that. So I kind of knew who the good kids coming in were. I kind of highlighted some freshmen in our preseason writing. So I kind of had a good idea of what to expect, and of course Elyria, obviously the team in Lorain County, they're nationally ranked again for, like, I think this is the fifth year straight. You know, had a great sectional performance, finished second behind St. Edward's, which is top 10 nationally ranked. Sent 11 of 14 wrestlers on to the district. Avon, I expected to have a good year. They won the SWC conference tournament. They finished with 9 placers at the Division I sectional. So a great year for them as well. You know, in Keystone, I guess, you know, if I had to go into a surprise category, them sending half their lineup, 7 guys out of 14, to the district tournament, I wouldn't have expected that. I know they had some good kids, but they lost their 2 big leaders last year, so I was kind of like, I didn't know. I was just kind of like, you know, you're going to need some guys to step up, and it seems like a lot of guys have taken that mantle.
Yeah, it's been a fun year for sure. I remember tracking too. What was it, the duel in the school? You talked about Avon winning that SWC tournament. I think Berea Mid-Park ended up winning the overall regular season with that victory at the duel in the school, but a pretty unique experience. Had you seen anything like that before? That had kind of taken place this year, and has that been one of the highlights of the season?
Yeah, I'd only seen one other time. I covered Lorain and Amherst did it a couple years ago, but from what I understand, that's going to become pretty regular. Southwestern Conference is trying to spearhead that, and not just with wrestling. Apparently, they're going to try to do it with maybe boys and girls basketball next year, have a game during school time, which will be kind of interesting. You know, something to get a packed gym in there and just getting the kids involved. It's an assembly instead of having to come, you know, later on at night and pay money to see it. So that'll be really cool to see that happen on a larger scale.
Yeah, it seems with a lot of the stuff my high school did, I think that would have been one that people would have really keyed on, getting the opportunity to kind of cheer for your friends and continue as they play their basketball game. We'll take our first break here of the show. When we come back, we'll talk about what happened during the sectional tournament, take a look at the separate divisions, who's moving on, and whose season has come to an end. You're listening to the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Recap Show, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Welcome back into the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Recap Show, presented by Century 21. Deanna Realty, Matt Douglas filling in for Tim Alcorn tonight as he hangs out down south in Arizona. Actually, on his way back here tonight, he's going to be in action tomorrow here on WEOL, WEOL.com as well, calling some high school basketball. More great games still to come on Friday night, on Saturday afternoon. Check out WEOL.com to see the full schedule of everything that indeed is taking place here over the next couple of days. But today, we're talking wrestling, and of course, we're joined by Sean Bennett, as we typically are. Already touched on it in that first segment. Sean, you were busy. The sectional tournament's taking place for the individuals in the wrestling world. Why don't we take a look at things, starting with Division One, which, as you mentioned, I mean, this is really where Elyria takes their opportunity to shine, and as usual, they've got quite a few folks moving on.
Yeah, and obviously this was the sectional that I was actually at, and I covered for the Chronicle, and as expected, Elyria definitely put on a great performance. 11 of 14 wrestlers advanced to the district tournament. I think the six champions, so that's really impressive. Four other finalists, so 10 of the 11 were in the actual sectional final. And it almost became like a St. Edward Elyria duel, because it was St. Ed's versus Elyria, I think, the first six weight classes.
Wow.
So that was kind of cool to see. And, some big wins. Bryce Allison got the first title for Elyria, sectional title for Elyria, with a big win over Richard Del Santer of St. Edward, who was a returning state placer from last year. So that was a big win for Bryce. Nate Burnett, freshman, gets a sectional title, which was kind of cool because Mick Burnett, his older brother, won a sectional title as a freshman. So they both kind of are mirroring each other's careers. And Mick obviously won again at 132. Dylan Shaver with a nice match at 126, which should be, or if Josh Lowe, who I kind of highly respect, his rankings hold true, that's a preview of the state championship match. Wow. Because he took on Angelo Rini of St. Edward, and Dylan Shaver is ranked number one in the state. Angelo Rini is ranked number two in the state. So if all things hold, you'll be seeing that match again in the district final this weekend, and you'll see it again in Columbus for the 126-pound state championship.
I'm sure the fans probably love that. Perhaps the athletes not as much, having to pair up against each other as much as they do. But obviously another impressive performance by the Elyria Pioneers. We're going to continue to see them on down the line. How about Avon get a first place there from Jack Resch, a young man who's going to go to Air Force next year and play some football for the academy?
Yeah, and Jack, he's a two-time now sectional champion. He won the sectional title last year at 220 pounds. He's up to 285 this year. And what was impressive about that was he was kind of the underdog going into that, because Daniel Bucknavich of Midview had beaten him at the SWC conference a week prior, and he had beaten him at Bill D's at Akron Firestone about a month before that. And he had pinned him in that first meeting, and then in the second meeting it went into overtime. So this was a highly anticipated rematch of Jack Resch and Daniel Bucknavich. But it did not happen, because Tyler Jones of North Olmsted surprised everybody and pinned Daniel Bucknavich in the semifinals. So actually, Jack Resch beat Tyler Jones 3-0 in the final. He was happy to win that sectional title, of course, but he was a little upset that he didn't get to avenge those early season losses. But rest assured, I think that's going to happen this weekend. I think those two guys are going to meet somewhere in this district field. I would assume possibly for the district title, because everybody kind of wants to see Jack Resch and Daniel Bucknavich add another chapter to that season rivalry.
Well, that's sort of the beauty. You got a place to move on, or you got to get in that spot to move on. And certainly it seems like a lot of these Lorain County schools did, at least there in that Division I sectional. Midview sending quite a few on. Amherst, Lorain, Avon Lake, North Ridge. Anyone who stood out among those schools?
Well, obviously, I'll be doing a story about Jacob Dunston, who is North Ridgeville's lone district qualifier. He's had a great – I don't want to give too much away. It'll be in Friday's paper, tomorrow's paper for the Chronicle-Telegram, but a great story on him, so definitely check that out. A lot of the usual suspects got in. Brandy Crawford and Daniel Finley for Lorain. I kind of expected both those guys to have a good season. They both made it through. Adam Loft from Amherst has been a great four-year guy for them, and he's having a good season. Tim Carrion for them. And Zach Anderson had a personal rivalry with Dunston, lost a couple matches regular season, ends up beating him in the third place match in a very close match, and he takes that third seed for the fourth straight year. Zach Anderson's a four-time district qualifier, finished third all 4 years at the sectional, but he's always lost that district opening match all 3 years. So he's obviously got a big first match at districts at Mentor this week. He needs to win that, get over that hump, and get some momentum going into that district tournament.
All right, looking at the Division II sectional over at Bay, Keystone sending quite a few guys on, which is nice because we're going to talk with Chris Von Druska, the head coach of the Keystone Wildcats, a little bit later, but tell us a little bit about what took place over there.
Yeah, obviously 7 of 14, great for Keystone. Luke Moore wins the sectional title, who's their heavyweight. Nick Hickman, who I think has been just tearing it up, because he started, that was kind of a good story that he started when we were at the Cobos Insurance Classic at Avon Lake. He was a 285-pounder. He's dropped two weight classes, you know, down to 195, and he's been, like, unstoppable there. He finished as a finalist there, and he finished as the sectional runner-up, so good for him. Brookside, obviously, Matt Thompson and David Ocasio, two guys that have kind of been getting it done all year. Matt Thompson's going to be our feature on this week's episode of the Matt Report. He's our favorite move guy, so nice. Definitely check that out. And then, of course, Firelands, Peyton Bergdorf, again with another sectional title. That's his third. He's just dominating. He's a top five state ranked guy, just kind of going in and getting the job done. He's like business as usual until he gets to the state tournament, and that's when he really is challenged and gets some real high level matches, and we're going to see what he can do this year.
That's my favorite thing, I think, about wrestling is the impact these guys have just kind of coming into the high school level. I mean, it seems like we've been saying Peyton Bergdorf's name for 8, 9, 10 years now going on. So, I mean, as you mentioned, I mean, he's just been dominant with what he's going. And I look forward to seeing Matt Thompson's favorite move. I will say that's one of my favorite segments of the Matt Report, which, of course, folks can find on WEOL.com and ChronicleT.com when we post that up. How about the Division II sectional over at Sandusky, where Vermilion wrestled?
Yeah, obviously they get pulled away, and it's kind of an odd thing. They're in what's considered a Northwest sectional, which is weird because they still wrestle 2 days. They wrestle Friday night and they wrestle Saturday. So they, you know, it's kind of a little bit longer sectional for them, but definitely a good, a pretty good showing for Vermilion. They end up with five placers, three of them in the top four, which means they're moving on to the district tournament. Brandon Edgedillo was a finalist, and so was Jacob Colazar. So they both finished second at the sectional, and then Chris Bennett was fourth at 170. So they move on now. They join those other teams. Keystone, Brookstone, Firelands at the Norwalk District. They all come together, and that's considered Northwestern or Northwest District district tournament. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they all kind of come together and how many of those guys we can still push through the state.
Sure. And then Wellington, Elyria Catholic, Columbia, Oberlin, Clearview, and Black River all over at the Division III sectional at Independence. What was your takeaway from there?
Well, Wellington's Mike Casella, he was one of our top three performers in the Matt Report. He goes in as a four seed and pins his way to a sectional title at 220 pounds. Pin number one, Justin Bell of Columbia, pin the number two seed in the final. So he is definitely having a great finish to the year. They call it peaking at the right time is what these coaches want their wrestlers to do. He is definitely peaking at the right time because he also went into the pack tournament a couple weeks prior and won that tournament as well, kind of came out as a lower seed and beat some upper seeds and things like that to win that tournament. Another champion, Zach LaHood out of Black River, won the 120-pound title. Nice to have a couple sectional champions locally from there. Excuse me. And then Elyria Catholic only has had started the season with only five wrestlers. I don't think they've ever had five healthy for one event, but nice to see that three guys go on to move into the district tournament. Two of them finalists, Stephen Ferguson at 152 and Malik Gaddy at 170, both finished a sectional runner-up. And Jack Decker, third at 285. I kind of expected – Steve Ferguson and Jack Decker were kind of highlighted early on because those guys are – we expected them to possibly battle for a state berth, but nice to see Malik Gaddy, all seniors, all five guys were seniors, see that all three of these guys have a shot of making it down to the Columbus for the Division III state tournament.
Yeah, certainly very impressive there by Elyria Catholic. Tim's used to that. I got to remember to turn my mic on every once in a while when we get going here. So overall, a very impressive performance by the Lorain County schools. I think as we imagined, Elyria would do what Elyria does, but overall, Division II, Division III, it seemed like Lorain County really showed up for these tournaments and had big numbers moving on to the district titles.
Yeah, it's a nice pool for the district tournament. We generally have between 20-25 guys make it to the state tournament. I expect the same this year. It's just a matter of which of these this guys are going to make it down. There's always it's a nice thing about it is you got the guys who you know are going to make it down. There's a couple nationally ranked guys for Elyria. They're certainly going to probably make it down, no problem, unless something goes horribly wrong. But then there's always about four or five guys out of that 25 that, you know, they had to battle. They had to beat somebody they weren't maybe supposed to beat. They had to get on a run that maybe nobody saw coming. And those are the fun stories to write, you know, sure, when you see somebody do something like that. So I'm kind of really pumped up to see who is going to step up and who's going to be down in Columbus that maybe I didn't think was going to be there, two or three months ago.
Without a doubt. Everybody loves the underdog story, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. We've still got more great stuff coming your way here on the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Recap Show presented by Century 21, Deanna Realty. When we come back, we're going to talk with Keystone head coach Chris Vondruska about his Wildcats, the eighth placers they had at the sectional tournament over there in Bay, and about what's ahead for the Wildcats. And we'll preview the week ahead for the district tournament. It's all coming up next, again, on the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Recap Show presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Back on the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Recap Show, presented by Century 21, Deanna Realty, Matt Douglas in for Tim Alcorn this week. Of course, we are joined by Sean Bennett of the Chronicle-Telegram, Lorain County's wrestling, the Dalai Lama or whatever.
Guru.
Yeah, there we go, guru. Not,
I don't use that word myself. I use that about other people, but no, yeah, sure. I hear what you're saying.
We love using that word to represent you as far as wrestling knowledge goes in the area. Another guy who's got a tremendous amount of wrestling knowledge is Chris Vondruska, the head coach of the Keystone Wildcats. And coach, we'll start off by saying congratulations over there in that Division II sectional at Bay. Tremendous outing for you guys. So we'll just start right there. Everything go the way you kind of hoped it would go? Obviously, very well for you.
Yeah, it was a really good day for Keystone, and we had some guys, some real firepower the last couple of years with seniors. We expect to do good at the sectional and district tournament. I think, it was kind of a surprise to some people, but, that number seven was something that I thought was definitely achievable, and, the guys performed well, so I appreciate it. And, appreciate you guys having me today.
Hey, Coach, let's talk about the two finalists, sectional finalists, starting with Luke Moore winning a sectional title at 285. He started the season battling with two other guys for that heavyweight starter spot, and not two easy guys, real tough guys in Brandon Smith and Nick Hickman. But, he comes out and kind of gets that number one seed, sets himself up well for the district tournament. Your thoughts on how he's kind of progressed over the season, and obviously a great finish. He's what they call peaking at the right time.
Unbelievable. Yeah, unbelievable progress that he made. And, it's just a testament to him kind of sticking to it. He was our backup heavyweight last year. And then with Hickman being out of that weight class at the beginning of the year, he was actually our third string heavyweight at Avon Lake and finished the highest. And so that's kind of when I think he saw things starting to change after that first tournament. And I started see things change when he beat Hickman at the Avon Lake tournament. Hickman only has five losses on the year, and one of them's to his own teammate, which is pretty funny. So and Luke did that at the beginning of the year, but yeah, he's having a really good year. He's getting confident. He has something that you can't teach, and that's the size, and now he's starting to get that aggressive mentality behind it.
And the other finalist, obviously, was Hickman, finished second at 195. He's been a great story because, as you said, he started the season at 285 at the Cobos Insurance Classic at Avon Lake and ends up dropping two weight classes. And I think he's just been like a wrecking ball since he's been down there at 195. I've kind of been watching him. I saw him, at the PAC tournament, and I've kind of really expected big things. He's definitely a guy I think that has a good shot at making it to Columbus this weekend.
I agree. Yeah, and I agree with what your partner said about you being the wrestling guru. You know your stuff, man. So, I appreciate you saying that. Yeah, Nick, he suffered his first loss at 95 this weekend to the number one guy in the state. So, not too bad to have that kind of record. He's undefeated except for losing the number one guy in the state. And Matthew Cover is an unbelievable athlete, and he's having a great year.
Coach, before we jumped on the air here, you were telling us about how you guys were kind of using yoga, one, to kind of influence the kids to have success, and then two, mm-hmm. is kind of a training technique to work on that flexibility.
Yeah, we're trying to break up the training a little bit when we have 2 weeks before the sectionals after the conference tournament. So actually the last couple of years, you know, just to give her a plug, I had Tessa Owen come in, who is she's our yoga lady, you know, she's been our yoga lady the last couple of years. And she came in twice last year, and she came in twice this year. And usually we kind of just do two yoga sessions and that's kind of it. But I told the guys, you know, hey, if we get seven guys to the districts, we'll bring her back in. So actually I said, hey, you know, I got to have you back. You know, what do we got to do? Blah, blah, blah. And she's like, hey, this one's on the house. I'll come. And she's actually coming today. So we'll have about 45-minute drill, and then she'll come in and she'll stretch the guys out a little bit, meditate, and then we'll cruise on into to tomorrow at Norwalk.
Interesting you say that. Talking to a lot of coaches from different sports, I mean, this time of year, you talk about breaking up the monotony. Many try to do that with different techniques. How important is it, particularly in the sport of wrestling, where, I mean, you're grappling with guys, and every time you're out there on the mat, I mean, God forbid, but an injury could possibly occur.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're lucky to have a bunch of coaches on our staff to run different workouts and stuff, so they're not always doing the same thing. And like I said, we're lucky to have, you know, sometimes just having a different voice running the practice can break up the monotony. But, yeah, wrestling's a tough sport. You know, we got guys banged up just like everybody else. You know, but hopefully, like I said, you know, yesterday was a pretty easy day. Today is about getting healthy and, you know, just getting their mind right is probably the most important thing, too.
Hey, Coach, in the district tournament differs a little bit from the sectional tournament in that you see the brackets a lot, you know, earlier than what you did in the sectional. And I think it was the Division II was out just hours after the Saturday sectionals ended. With seven guys going in, I'm sure you've looked at all the draws. It's a lot probably more difficult because you have so many guys that you kind of have to kind of check out and stuff like that. But as far as, you know, looking at what is ahead, is there, you know, the analytical part of this deal when you're looking at potential pass and things like that, is there anybody you really like what they're set up with just heading into the district?
I tell you what, our district's a lot different than our sectional in the sense that it's super tough. And I feel like, you know, some weights of the sectional weren't that tough. You know, when sectional, we had 12 teams, and then, you know, some kids have, you know, some teams don't have that weight, or, you know, kids miss weight or whatever. And, you know, Hickman ended up having six guys in his weight, you know. So he only had to win one match to make it to the final. So it's going to be a lot different this week. He's got a kid. His first match is 21-3. So I have no clue anything about this guy, but I do know a lot about Nick and his abilities. So, I mean, more than focusing on the other guy, we're focusing on our guys and what they do well and kind of just encourage them to do what they do well. And we're going to take it one match at a time, but it's going to be tough up and down. I mean, even Luke Moore is going to have a tough time being a sectional champ. We think his first match is a good matchup, and that, you know, then that quarterfinal is a guy who's ranked sixth in the state. It's going to be tough.
Wow.
Any you know, obviously Luke and Nick are well set up making the finals, but those guys who are going in with the 3 or 4 seed, they'll be potentially, I mean, on paper, they'll be against ones and twos. What do you say to those guys to kind of keep prepared, focused, and ready for that first tournament, because you see a 4-1 every year at district tournaments, so it's something they can do. What do you kind of, how do you pump them up, I guess?
Right, yeah, you know, we're starting to use that that website Wrestling Mindset, and one thing I just that we tell them almost every day, and we try to get them to believe in this mantra is, and especially with them being young guys, is just be grateful for the opportunity to be at the district tournament and take advantage of it. You know, we tell them, you know, that there's not going to be a perfect shot, you know, and, you know, I think we have one guy who's got a guy who's ranked top 5 in the state first match. And it's like, hey, be grateful for that opportunity to go against him and be, you know, have a chance to be this great upset, you know, and I think that motivates him.
All right, Coach. Thanks so much for your time. Really do appreciate some great stuff there. So, again, thanks again.
Thanks for everything you guys do.
Nope.
Thanks, Coach.
No problem. Chris Von Drewska, the head coach of the Keystone Wildcats. Tim's really good with those buttons. I still got to work on that here and there. But he alludes to it. I mean, the district tournaments are coming up. This is big time. I mean, there's no sloughs anymore. Everyone you're wrestling is quality competition.
Well, it's twofold for those wrestlers that are going through to the district tournament. One, like the coach said, they get a lot better matches here at the district tournament, so it's a good way to kind of a measuring stick for them, and it's great practice. When you're going up against high-level guys, it only makes you better, that old steel sharpened steel thing. The second thing is it's an extra week of practice. It extends the high school season, so they get another week in drilling in the wrestling room, preparing, stuff like that. It's what Coach Elder says is the greatest thing about long runs in the postseason is those extra weeks helping those younger guys, because the whole team gets to go in and practice, not just the guys that go into the district tournament.
And without a doubt, I'd imagine those veterans get an opportunity to kind of hone their skills as well with those extra weeks going in there, perhaps maybe even throwing a new move or two if they're willing to take that kind of risk.
Yeah, I mean, the veterans kind of know what they need to do, and they're just basically working on focus and, you know, keeping their games right. And then the young guys just keep closing the gap. I mean, they keep getting lifted up by those guys and their opponents. So it's a good deal all around for those guys.
Well, real quick, before we take off here, Sean, what should folks be looking for, or what are you looking for as we head into these district tournaments here?
Well, as I said, the two Division II sectionals will merge now, so all our Lorain County teams are going to be competing this weekend in three tournaments. The Division I teams, that's including Amherst, Avon Lake, Elyria, Lorain, Midview, and North Ridgeville, will be at Mentor on Friday and Saturday. These are all two-day tournaments. They start Friday with two rounds. They'll do the first round and then the quarterfinals, or wrestle right into the semifinals. And then they start with consolations the next morning on Saturday morning. So all our Division II teams, Brookside, Firelands, Keystone, and Vermilion, will be at Norwalk on Friday and Saturday. And then our Division III teams, Black River, Columbia, Elyria Catholic, Oberlin, Wellington, all at Garfield Heights on Friday and Saturday. So I'm just looking for great wrestling. I'm looking for my 20 to 25 guys, see who they are, see who makes it through, looking for the big stories, the drama, all that. It's going to be a good weekend.
It sounds like it's going to be really fun. And, of course, folks can find the results. They can find the previews in the Chronicle Telegram as well, right?
Yeah, we'll be covering it. We covered all the local sectionals. We covered all the local districts. And then I'll be heading down, packing a bag, and heading down to Columbus for state in a couple weekends. It's going to be a good time.
Should be a lot of fun. All right, Sean, pleasure working with you here today. As far as I know, Tim is back next week, so it'll be you guys again next week.
Yeah, season finale. We'll do a good state preview and get it done. And I'm sure Tim will have a bit of a tan, so
I'm sure he will too. A little jealous. I think usually I get to preview the states coming up, but this year it was fun talking districts with you.
Yeah, we're a week. The wrestling season is actually a week later than it normally is. So
how
that's
about that?
Yep.
That's pretty cool. Either way, appreciate it, Sean. It was a pleasure doing the show with you here today. Again, Tim Alcorn will be with you all again next week. That'll do for myself, Matt Douglas, and Sean Bennett here on this week's edition of the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Recap Show, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty.